This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, February 27. Pray for unity. Our passage comes from John chapter 17. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and I've loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. Our Bible reading today is from a beautiful prayer that Jesus offered just before he was arrested and crucified. This is the longest prayer of Jesus that is recorded in the Bible. It also provides some of the most profound teaching about prayer. Here we can focus on two important truths. First, Jesus prays for his followers. He prays for their protection and their unity. He asks that his followers share the unity or oneness that Jesus shares with his Father, that they may be one as we are one. Through Jesus' unity with the Father, we belong to Jesus, and we belong to each other. Like Jesus, we should pray continually for unity with our sisters and brothers. Second, our unity in Christ is not an end in itself. We are Christ's body for sharing his love with each other and with the world. The Holy Spirit uses our unity to draw others to Jesus. And Jesus unites them with the Father as well. Our oneness in Christ is our most powerful witness. Sadly, though, the unbelieving world too often sees us bitterly squabbling with each other. And Jesus prayed for our unity. Let's keep praying for the church's unity so that Christ may be glorified in the world through us. Pray with me. Father, thank you for the unity we have through Jesus, your Son. Please, by your Spirit's power, unify us to be a powerful witness of your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.